Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, brought to you by FabricatorsFriend.com. If you own or manage a stone shop and would like to reduce your frustration while increasing your profits, you've come to the right place. As the owner of a prominent Pacific Northwest stone shop with over two decades of experience and the author of the book Less Chaos, More Cash, our host knows more than just a little bit about the challenges of owning and operating a shop. You'll hear down-to-earth, real-life solutions you can implement today to calm your shop operation and generate more profit. Thanks for joining us, and here's our host, Aaron Crowley.
Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast. My name is Aaron Crowley, your host, and I am so honored that you're here. I'm so glad that you joined us for this introductory Episode 1 podcast, the first of many podcasts that we're going to do here on FabricatorsFriend.com. So in this episode, I want to just briefly introduce myself, tell you a little bit about my stone industry background, then tell you a little bit about what we will accomplish on this podcast and subsequent episodes, and then briefly tell you about FabricatorsFriend.com. So to begin, I want to tell you about my stone industry experience, my stone industry background. It really began accidentally in high school. The summer between my junior and senior year, I was desperately trying to find a summer job, was tracking down a lead that turned into nothing, and so I literally walked out of the front door of that business, took a left, walked down the parking lot of the business park, and took another left into the open door of another business. Didn't even bother to look up at the awning. Turned out they were hiring. I went to work for them that summer, and turns out it was the largest stone fabrication company in Oregon, and that was July of 1993, and what was supposed to be a summer job turned into a career, ironically. I worked all that summer, fell in love with the work, ended up working there part-time my whole senior year, and then went on to work there another 4 years until I was 22 years old and decided to go out on my own. And so in October of 1998, after a summer of doing a whole bunch of side work, and about 6 weeks after my wife Heather and I got married, I was self-employed and had decided to become a contract fabricator and installer. Had a little Toyota pickup truck with a reconstructed title and a few hand tools, and really no plan other than to try and do side work full time, which basically didn't work out almost immediately. And as it turned out, got an opportunity to start polishing granite tile for tile setters, and that really kind of paid the bills for my wife and I while I got the stone shop side of things going. And over the first year, did pretty well. Leased our first shop in 1998, a little 800 square foot hole in the wall, and that really began our stone fabrication company. And so that was almost 20 years ago, and we were fortunate to have, in a sense, got in early enough before stone countertops really took off. So we were kind of established when the boom hit, and we rode that boom. Did very well during the early 2000s, you know, 2005, 2006, until the end of 2007, things were going fantastic. And then the Great Recession occurred, the building collapsed, and then we spent the next 4 or 5 years trying to figure out if we were going to survive. And after that, kind of wondering if it would have been better to have not survived. It had gotten so difficult. And so we spent a few years there kind of stabilizing the company. And then, 2012, 2013, things started to kind of turn around. And over the last 4 or 5 years here, things have really returned. In fact, I would say they're better than they were at the height of the boom. And one of the things I'm really proud of in our business is that over the last 11 years as a residential granite and quartz countertop fabricator, we have received the Angie's List Super Service Award. In and of itself, I guess that's not that big of a deal. I tell people that the real significance of that award is that we have a great reputation for doing what we say we will do. And when you do what you tell, when you do what you tell the customer you're going to do, they write nice things about you, shockingly. And so over the last 11 years, we have had the highest customer service rating in the state of Oregon in our category. And a couple of years ago, Angie's List told us that we had the fourth highest cumulative customer satisfaction score in the entire United States for our little stone fabrication company. And right now, we employ about 25 people. I would say the most significant development of the last few years is that 2 years ago, we hired a general manager, actually a retired executive out of a different industry, came to work for us to run the company. And he and our management team are doing an absolutely fantastic job taking our granite countertop business to the next level. And that has allowed me to spend, maybe 5 to 10 hours a week really involved in the management of the granite company, which has left the balance of that time available to me to do other things related to the stone business. And really, I guess it kind of lends itself to the next part of this podcast, which is explaining the podcast. I've had all kinds of time to think about this, and I've had a couple of decades of experiences that have accumulated that I have written about extensively in trade publications. I've had about 80 articles published and written a book on small business management. And so this topic of, you know, helping small business owners improve the profits of their company, helping them get their businesses to where they can keep the promise that is made to the customer consistently, and along the way, helping the owner to achieve a peace of mind because the business is operating successfully. That really has become my passion, and so that's why I'm so excited to, you know, to begin this podcast, and this introductory episode is so exciting to me. So I want to tell you a little bit about what we will accomplish over the next, 20, 50, 100, 500 podcasts that we plan on doing here on the Fab Lab, hosted at fabricatorsfriend.com. I think you could break it down into two really dimensions. There's going to be two sides to our podcast. And the first is very much a topical orientation. We are going to discuss different topics, mainly challenges that stone fabrication companies and stone fabrication shop owners face on a daily basis. But more than just talking about the challenges, we're going to discuss the solutions and learn how to overcome those challenges and how to really stabilize our businesses and improve the profitability and improve those operations. So we're going to discuss things like, why do our employees fail? Why do they fail to perform tasks correctly on time? And what can we as owners do about that so that our employees perform at a high level with minimal mistakes, which lends itself to optimum profitability and, equally important, peace of mind for the owner. Topics like why doing work for dealers, i.e. flooring stores, big box stores, brokers, is dangerous, and how to transition our stone shops out of that dealer danger into a more sort of direct to the consumer model that is much more profitable and much more stable. Other topics like safety. How do you institute a safety program in your shop that enables a discipline and a focus on safety so that nobody gets killed when a slab falls or a countertop drops or those things that happen so your shop can be safe. Other topics such as just discussing new technologies, discussing products and innovations that in and of themselves can solve problems to help our companies become more profitable and the work to become more predictable. So we're going to discuss all of those things. And the second dimension, the second half of the podcast is going to be interview based. We're going to interview professionals and experts. And, you can learn by trial and error. That is a very common, very readily available path towards success. The problem is it is extremely slow and it is extremely expensive. And so that's one option. A better option is to learn from others. And within the industry, there is just an enormous amount of expertise that is available, and I've developed relationships with many, many, many stone shop owners and many other professionals and other facets of the industry that we are going to have on the podcast so that we can learn from them. Take the long and expensive and painful route of trial and error when we could take a shortcut by learning from others? But we're not going to exclusively interview stone industry professionals. Like I mentioned just a minute or two ago, the general manager I hired to run our stone shop had never set foot in a stone shop before, didn't know anything about the industry. But he is an amazingly capable leader, planner, and manager. And so there's just an enormous wealth of expertise and professionalism outside of our industry. In fact, I'll stop right there just to say that as an industry, I think the stone industry is dysfunctional. I don't think that it's a mature industry yet. I would say it's somewhere between infancy and maybe approaching adolescence. And so to preclude or to avoid the opportunity to learn from people outside of our industry, people who have had careers in mature industries have so much to offer us, so much of the principles apply to our industry. And if we can learn from others and shortcut that process to higher profitability and a business operation that functions by itself and can consistently keep the promise to the customer, well, then we need to invite that expertise and those individuals on the podcast, and we're going to do that. The third topic I wanted to discuss in this first episode, first being my background, the second being the podcast, the third is just to briefly tell you about FabricatorsFriend.com. Fabricators Friend really started as a brand about 16, 17 years ago when I developed the stone sleeve. It was basically the sleeve off of a dry suit intended for wet polishers, really, and sawyers, guys that were working in the shop or on the water but were soaking wet all winter long. We launched that product. Originally, it was a kind of a one-product brand. And a couple years later, we introduced the Bulletproof Apron, which is the finest, most durable, lightest, safest apron on the market. Some people say it's the most expensive. I would disagree. While it has the highest price of any apron in the industry, it is probably the least expensive because they last forever. And so you might buy five $20 aprons, maybe 10 $20 aprons over the course of a few years. I have customers who have worn our aprons for 5 years in their shop, and they're still going. So we developed the bulletproof apron, a couple of different versions of that. We've also got the Fab Jacket, which is just fantastic. So it started off really as a brand for a product line that we had sold exclusively through dealers, through the big stone tooling distributors, many of the national ones, and a whole bunch of the regional ones. But we have developed, we've really kind of transitioned it away from just being a brand of a product line to a resource. Fabricator's Friend now, as we have relaunched it, we have repositioned it while we're still selling the product line and now making it available directly to our customers. I've also made my book, Less Chaos, More Cash, available on the website, and it's where the podcast is hosted, and it's where we're going to begin introducing videos as well along the same lines of those topical discussions, the challenges that we face and how to really develop solutions and to implement those in our businesses to accomplish the mission. You know, FabricatorsFriend.com really exists now to be a resource so that you, as the owner of your company, can really be the hero. You can take that knowledge back to your company and implement it so that you can help your company become more profitable, so that you can develop the operations within your business, so your business is more capable of keeping the promises that are made to the customer. And ultimately, fellow stone shop owner, I want you to achieve a greater peace of mind. Man, I've spoken to hundreds, probably thousands of stone shop owners over the decades. And this business is a meat grinder. It chews people up. It spits them out, wears families out. It's just a tough business. And I want to do everything I can do with what has been placed in my hands is to make that information, make those experiences, make those resources available so that you can achieve peace of mind, so that your business does not rule your existence, that it's a part, an important part, a necessary part of, you know, making an income and developing a profession, but so that it doesn't rule your life and you can achieve peace of mind in the process. So that really wraps up this introductory episode, episode one of the Fab Lab podcast. Again, I am so grateful. I am so honored that you have taken the time to listen to this, and I hope that you will check out FabricatorsFriend.com, check out the product line, check out my book, check out the other podcasts, and I would encourage you to listen to episode two. We're going to delve into probably one of the single most important issues as it relates to running a business: why employees fail to perform tasks correctly and on time. So hopefully you'll tune in for the next episode. We will see you then. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.